The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the December 1st, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first story, The Tune-In Alert, The Bold and Beautiful. Will Eric retire? By Chris Eads. The Bold and Beautiful spoilers for the week of December the 1st previews a confession, a proposition, and a declaration. First, Dylan shares the shocking truth with Finn and Steffi and Bill. Bill urges Katie to join his side, and Eric defiantly shoots down Ridge's suggestion. Confession is good for the soul. Dylan already came clean to Elektra that she was the driver who ran down Luna that night by the beach, and now Will and Elektra watch as the art teacher visits Finn and Steffi to break the news to them. "You're the one that ran down Luna," a stunned Finn asks as his wife stands beside him, equally shaken. "I'm sorry," Dylan cries. "I killed your daughter." As Finn tries to process this turn of events, Elektra and Will watch from the doorway, concerned. Will, knowing the truth, allow everyone to move on with their lives? Switching teams, though she appreciated having the time off to work to be with her family during their recent crisis, Katie was mildly perturbed that Forrester Creations hired an outside PR firm to weather the storm created by the sudden death of the fashion house's most notorious intern. But Bill suggests that she give up on Forrester completely and work with him as Spencer. "You want me to leave Forrester and come back?" she wonders, pacing around his office. Bill smiles and declares, "You shouldn't have to answer to Ridge and Brooke." But will Katie decide to remain loyal to the Forresters or take Bill up on his generous offer? Not done yet. Ridge may be running Forrester Creations now, but it's clear that Eric still wants to be part of the family business. "Go off into the sunset," Ridge urges his father. "Do something. That's what I would do if I were you and in your shoes." But Eric isn't ready to hang up his hat quite yet and has no trouble letting his son know exactly how he feels. "You're not in my shoes, Ridge," the patriarch bellows. Will Ridge accept his father's decision or continue to push him into retirement? Check out the full teaser and share the B&B options in the comments section. Plus, don't forget to check out our First Look gallery for a sneak peek at everything coming up next on all of the soaps. In our next story today, The Tune-In Alert, General Hospital's promo, "Do You Really Want to Do This?" by Michelle Parkerton. Counting their blessings, the General Hospital spoilers for the week of December the 1st kicks off with a spotlight on Thanksgiving Day in Port Charles, and Brooklyn has much to be grateful for when she opens the door at the Quartermain Estate to see Emma and Gio standing on the other side. "Happy Thanksgiving," the couple proclaims, as Brooklyn beams at her son and his girlfriend. After the heartfelt conversation, Gio had his birth mom at the hospital, and is he finally ready to let Brooklyn be an active part of his life? Next, the promo previews Jordan arriving at the Ashford home with a casserole dish in hand, but when Trina answers the door, it's clear that she doesn't want to have anything to do with her father's other woman or the dish she's brought to Thanksgiving dinner. Wedded Miss? The next section of the video teases Willow and Drew's at-home wedding ceremony, with Nina asking, "Do you really want to do this?" The promo shows a clip of Drew standing in front of the flower-adorned fireplace, then focuses on Willow, who spots a determined look on her face. Is Nina giving her daughter a last-minute chance to change her mind? And what will Willow decide? Will she become Mrs. Drew Kane or run for the hills? Sneak attack. As the promo continues, it shows a worried Curtis standing outside his house. Might his concern have something to do with Nathan's appearance? Am I under arrest? The former cop asked. Inside the house, the video shows Marshall and Stella together before it pans over to Trina, who has dropped a platter of food, and Kai, who is standing behind her in shock. What did you say? Trina asks in disbelief. Has she overheard information she wasn't supposed to be privy to? Finally, the video teases an intruder at Carly's. As she defends herself against the attacker with a fireplace poker, Jack says, "Oh my God, who is breaking into Carly's house, and why?" See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out our first look photos for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including General Hospital. In our next story today, the tune and alert, Beyond the Gates, You Knew the Consequences, by Chris Eads. The Beyond the Gates spoilers for the week of December the 1st previews the drama heating up following the Thanksgiving holiday with the confrontations that range from awkward to intense. Things kick off with a couple of women who don't seem pleased with Vanessa. "I called that number you gave us," one complains, throwing a business card down on the table where Vanessa is sitting with Danny, who is startled by her actions. "So you're seeking customers at the country club," she chides. Taken aback, Vanessa says, "I resent being characterized as a pimp," to which Danny retorts, "Okay, madam." Will she urge Vanessa to find clients for her escorts elsewhere? Facing the music, sitting at home on the couch having a beer with Smitty, Martin admits he's in over his head. "Joey is a dangerous man," he sighs to his husband, "and he has me right where he wants me." Meanwhile, at his casino, Joey smiles, clearly pleased with himself. Vernon is clearly fed up with the troubles that Bill has caused his family. "You knew the consequences before you chose what you wrought," the Dupree patriarch spits at his former son-in-law. Randy meets with Haley at the coffee shop to get to the bottom of her recent actions. "Any particular reason why you're tripping with no map?" he wonders. Annoyed, Haley leans in and hisses, "Yes, and you know just who it is." At the casino, a frustrated Vanessa has reached the end of her rope and slams her drink down on the poker table. "I told you over and over that I didn't give a damn about their opinions," she shouts. "What is it, Joey?" Can he find the right words to calm her down again? Looking for trouble, Ava continues her fling with Isaiah, planning a kiss on him in the coffee shop. "Feels like I'm wrapped in a dream," she sighs, and following the lip lock, Isaiah remarks, "Someone tastes good. How long can this honeymoon period possibly last?" At the country club, Naomi and Chelsea join their parents for drinks, and the conversation takes a turn. "Did our daughters inherit their complete lack of subtlety from me or from you?" Danny asks her. Both she and Bill respond, "Definitely you," at the exact same time, proving their connection still runs very deep. At the hospital, Ted and Shanice are in the elevator when it suddenly lurches to a stop, sending them struggling to stay on their feet. "Ted," the nurse cries, before informing him, "this elevator is cursed, okay? It does keep causing problems, but might the faulty elevator help create a bond between Ted and Shanice?" Check out the entire teaser and let us know what you think is going to happen from Beyond the Gates in the comments section. And plus, don't forget to check out the First Look Gallery for a sneak peek at what's coming up on all of the soaps. In our next story today, the tune and alert, The Young and Restless, Victor Newman Confronts Matt Clark, by Chris Eads. The Young and Restless, spoilers for the week of December the 1st, previews some pretty tense conversations. First, Audra warns Nate that she's got his number. Then, Jack shares his master plan with Ashley and some other members of the family, and last but not least, Victor confronts Matt on his home turf. Enough is enough. Audra knows she blew it with Nate by lying and scheming behind his back. And while she originally hoped to find a way to make things right, it seems she's finally giving up on that dream. The way you're looking at me right now, it's clear you're never going to forgive me, Audra bitterly informs Nate in Crimson Lights. No matter how many times I tell you I'm sorry, it's obvious you're already moving on with Victoria. Nate just looks up at her from his table with a slightly irritated expression on his face. Will he confirm Audra's suspicions about Victoria or send her on her way? Fighting back, Jack is well aware that his longtime nemesis Victor has gotten his hands on Kane's dangerous AI program and is convinced that he plans to use it against the Abbots. This man has a weapon that could bury Jabot. He warns the family. Sitting on the couch next to Tracy, Ashley wonders what her brother will do about it. Do you have a plan? She asks cautiously. I do have a plan, Jack reports, quickly adding, I'm not sure you're all going to like it. How is Jack hoping to save the family business? And once he reveals his scheme, will the rest of the Abbots back him up or try to talk him out of it? FaceTime. While everyone in Genoa City was celebrating Thanksgiving with family, over in Los Angeles, Matt was busy trying to maintain his cover as Mitch Bocal while plotting to destroy Nick and Sharon. They deserve every bit of hell that's coming their way, the villain declares to Detective Burroughs as he sits at the bar. But at the same time, Victor enters the Shadow Room, having flown to California to check up on Nick. Sharon and Noah, while also confirming with his own eyes that what he'd been told is true. Well, I'll be damned, Victor says as Mitch glances over at the interloper and they lock eyes. Matt Clark, how will Victor's presence affect Matt's nefarious plans? Check out the teaser for the week of drama coming up on The Young and Restless and share your predictions and opinions in the comments section. And please don't forget to check out the First Look Gallery for a sneak peek at what's coming up on all of the soaps. And in our next story today, the tune-in alert, the Days of Our Lives spoilers. When was the last time you saw Chad DiMera? By Chris Eads. The Days of Our Lives spoilers video for the week of December the 1st promises revelations, heartbreak, danger, and a surprising connection. Kicking things off, EJ appears to be struck by a memory as he looks at a copy of Wuthering Heights. He can hear a voice reading a passage from the book, and it sounds remarkably like Kat. Will he remember her from his time in the clinic? Goodbye and hello. Rachel understands that she did something wrong when she tried to hurt Sarah by taking advantage of her allergy of pistachios, but that, combined with the fact that she also remembers shooting EJ, has left Brady no choice. You be good, he says as he kisses his daughter on the forehead and quickly races out of a room at Bayview as the nurses stands at the door. Watching him go, Rachel cries, No, no, please. Hardly able to look her in the eye, Brady stammers, I gotta go. Love you, honey. I love you, as he rushes outside. And with his back against the closed door, Brady's eyes fill with tears as he whispers, I'm so sorry, to himself. In Judge Dabney's chambers, Thomas is sitting before her as she asks, When was the last time you heard from Chad DiMera? Given that Chad is now being held captive in the DiMera crypt with Kristen and Tony, he'll be unable to attend his hearing, which would seem to give Jennifer a decided advantage as she tries to take Thomas and Charlotte away from him. Stephanie enters her hotel room with her luggage and smiles as she prepares to embark on her book tour with no idea of the danger that has followed her from Salem. Alex was right to be concerned about that crazy fan letter that she dismissed so casually because someone dressed all in black wearing gloves is stalking down the hallway of that hotel. As Rachel tries to adjust to being stuck in the mental hospital for treatment, she receives a familiar visitor. "I know you," she declares. Smiling back at her, Sophia, who has been comatose and mute since her baby scheme was exposed, actually speaks. "Hello, Rachel," she says with a wide grin. Will these two help each other recover, or will they team up and create even more trouble as a team? Take a full look at the teasers and let us know your day's opinions and predictions in the comments section. Plus, don't forget to check out the First Look Gallery for a sneak peek at all of the drama coming up on all of the soaps. In our next story today, the Tune In Alert, the episode guide for General Hospital, The Young and Restless, Days of Our Lives, Beyond the Gates, and The Bold and Beautiful for the week of December the 1st, by Michelle Parkerton and Mara Levinsky. From Beyond the Gates, on Monday, December the 1st, Vanessa fires back when her business decisions are called into question by Danny and some fellow club members. Smitty confronts Joey to protect Martin. Derek corners Andre with pointed questions about Ashley, and Vernon delivers some harsh truths to Bill. Danny and Bill recall a fiery moment from their past on Tuesday, December the 2nd, which leaves Naomi and Chelsea unsettled. Haley and Randy discuss escalating their murder plot. Jacob bolsters a friend in need, and Andre is propositioned with an unholy alliance. On Wednesday, December the 3rd, Shanice and Ted find themselves trapped in a potentially dangerous predicament. Vernon and Joey don't mince words during a heated exchange. Isaiah makes a bold move where Ava is concerned, and June's past gives Samantha an idea for the future. Anita goes to Elon for police assistance on Thursday, December the 4th. Leslie needs Nicole's help, and it's a matter of life or death. An exchange between Samantha and her aunts causes quite a stir, and Chelsea and Madison struggle to see eye to eye, so they seek help from an unexpected source. On Friday, December the 5th, Winterfest begins, and special guest Damone Roberts helps the Duprees prepare for the event. Anita makes a shocking announcement. Jacob issues a warning to his brother, and Leslie does everything in her power to give her daughter a magical night with her dad. And after an awkward run-in with Ted, Thomas has a major question to ask Kat. From The Bold and Beautiful, Will and Electra reel at who ran over Luna on Monday, December the 1st, while Steffi and Finn are committed to moving forward, and Bill attempts to sway Katie to his firm. On Tuesday, December the 2nd, Luna's killer confesses to Steffi and Finn. Brooke and Ridge reminisce, and Katie is disappointed that her sister, Brooke, is not supporting her. Bill confronts Ridge over what he's done to Katie, and Donna blindsides Brooke with news about Eric on Wednesday, December the 3rd. Deacon, Hope, and Deke spend time together on Thursday, December the 4th, while Ridge and Eric have a powerful conversation at the office, and Deacon visits Taylor, and their chemistry is palatable. On Friday, December the 5th, Steffi explains her deep connection to Eric to Finn, and everyone worries about Eric's health. From Days of Our Lives, on Monday, December the 1st, EJ and Theo join forces while Gwen shows a hint of compassion for Xander. Brady struggles with his daughter Rachel on Tuesday, December the 2nd, and Marlena receives a confirmation on her diagnosis from Kayla. On Wednesday, December the 3rd, Titan Business is the topic of conversation between Kate and Maggie, and Holly shares her worries with Ari. As Chanel and Johnny get into a debate on Thursday, December the 4th, Rachel bonds with Sophia. After his memory is triggered, EJ becomes fixated on what happened in the past on Friday, December the 5th, while Chad receives an update from Kristen and Tony. From General Hospital on Monday, December the 1st, the Quartermains celebrate Thanksgiving. Willow walks down the aisle, Trina is in for a shock. Isaiah makes a sacrifice, and Nathan tracks down a suspect. Willow makes a big decision on Tuesday, December the 2nd. Laura gets a happy surprise. Michael receives a tempting offer. Emma is determined, and Brooklyn backs up Gio. On Wednesday, December the 3rd, Curtis makes a revelation. Nina is distressed. Emma and Gio make their move. Lulu delivers some tough love, and Laura opens up. Jason offers wise counsel on Thursday, December the 4th. Britt drowns her sorrows. Sidwell wields his power. Jordan offers reassurance, and Molly is stung. On Friday, December the 5th, Sonny is backed into a corner. Britt leans on Jason. Carly tries to make amends, and Laura is haunted, and Kai is there for Trina. And from The Young and Restless, on Monday, December the 1st, Victor sets a trap for Kane. Phyllis and Lily take the gloves off, and the Abbots strategize to protect Jabot. Victor receives a distress call from Los Angeles on Tuesday, December the 2nd. Jack makes a bold move to protect Jabot, and Audra pleads her case to Nate. On Wednesday, December the 3rd, Victor confronts Matt Clark. Sharon and Nick are backed into a corner, and Sienna and Noah plot their escape. Victor turns the tables on an enemy on Thursday, December the 4th, while Matt Clark forces Noah's hand. And on Friday, December the 5th, Jack trusts Nikki with a secret. Diane and Kyle dig for dirt on Victor, and Claire loses her cool with Audra. In our next story today, check it out. Here's how the Young and Restless fans really feel about Kane and Phyllis hooking up, by Chris Eads. Since returning to Genoa City, Kane has made it clear that one of his major goals was to win back Lily. However, while he was working closely with Phyllis, sparks started flying, and after weeks of flirting, they slept together. Although both of them acted like the sexual encounter meant nothing, there's obviously some heat between them, and viewers have taken notice. But, of course, there are many different opinions on this potential pairing. And here's how the votes shook out when Soap Opera Digest polled the Young and Restless fans to take viewers' temperature about Kane and Phyllis. The chemistry lesson: only 12% of the fans who voted in the poll chose, "I could be on board, but only for the mess of it." While this segment of the audience clearly isn't sold on the idea of Kane and Phyllis being a duo over the long term, they do see the potential soapy complications arising out of their involvement. Given the way Lily has acted when she's seen Kane and Phyllis, it seems likely that if an official relationship were to blossom between the two, then the gloves would really come off, and she'd be sure to let her ex-husband know exactly how she feels about him. Plus, the rest of Genoa City would likely have some very strong opinions about this couple. Then there's the likelihood for combustion between Kane and Phyllis themselves, because given how this pair initially hooked up, can either of them ever fully trust the other? The next most popular response, earning 18% of the votes, was, "They're hot together. I see potential." For these fans, the sexual sparks the twosome set off in the bedroom gave a glimpse into where this hookup might lead, if the writers chose to explore it further. It's definitely true that both characters have been pretty lonely. Phyllis has been unlucky in love for years now, and a possible reunion with Nick never really got off the ground, and her attempts to get something going with another one of her ex-husbands, Danny, was a big bust as well. And as much as Kane professes to want to repair the damage he's done with Lily, that mission just might be doomed to fail, given all the water under the bridge of his relationship with his former spouse. Besides, Kane and Phyllis do have a fair amount in common, and although neither of them will be winning any popularity contest in Genoa City anytime soon, perhaps they could become each other's biggest cheerleaders and forge a genuine connection. "I think they have really good chemistry," Darlene Davis commented on Facebook. "Don't have a problem with it." And Honey, 1718, declared on Instagram, I like them together. This Kane is so handsome. Get your act together. While Kane and Phyllis pursuing a relationship could get messy, 21% of the fans declared that not only was being with Phyllis a bad idea, but Kane shouldn't be with anyone right now because he's too much of a mess himself. And we can understand why over a fifth of viewers feel that way. In addition to trying to win back Lily, while also playing mind games with Phyllis, Kane has been all over the place with running Arabesque, threatening to take over the other businesses in Genoa City and developing an AI program to help him do just that. There is definitely a case to be made that the guy should slow down and focus on what he really wants, if he can figure out what that is. In his current state, any romantic involvement he has is likely to be dysfunctional, if not downright toxic, given all the red flags his behavior is generating. Stay in your lane. It should come as no surprise, given how popular Kane and Lily were in their heyday, that the vast majority of viewers don't want Kane anywhere near Phyllis, with 49% of them declaring that they prefer him with Lily. On Instagram, user Connie Dan declared of Kane and Phyllis, "Terrible together. Please, Lily, take him back." The Lane fans are hopeful that Lily and Kane are endgame and that Phyllis is just a temporary distraction. It's a classic soap premise, user Soap Jen noted on Twitter X. Billy has chemistry with both ladies and is charming enough to pull off a triangle. I believe this is ultimately an obstacle for Lane. In our last story today, the tune-in alert from The Bold and Beautiful, "There Is a Place for You and Will at Spencer" by Chris Eads. The Bold and Beautiful spoilers for the week of the 24 shows one family giving thanks while another deals with a potential disaster. Steffi and Finn host a family gathering for Thanksgiving. Electra receives an unexpected visitor at work, and when Katie finds herself on the outs at Forrester, Bill makes her an offer he hopes she doesn't refuse. With Luna dead and gone, at least for now, Steffi can finally relax with her family, and she happily welcomes her parents to join them at their home for a holiday meal. "Happy Thanksgiving," she smiles as she addresses everyone. After they're all joined hands to say grace and voice their gratitude, young Kelly and Hayes happily exclaim in unison, "Let's eat!" Holding his kids' hands, Finn chuckles, and across the table, Ridge and Taylor smile. They've got a lot to be thankful for this year. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.